Jeremiah chapter 29. Now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem to the rest of the elders in exile, and to priests, prophets, and all the people Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. This was after Jehoiachin, the king, the queen mother, eunuchs, officials of Judah and Jerusalem, craftsmen and metal workers, had been deported from Jerusalem. The letter was sent by the hand of Elasa, the son of Shaphan, and Gemariah, the son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, had sent to Babylon, to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. The letter said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says to all the exiles, whom I had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and live in them, plant gardens and eat their produce. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters to husbands, that they may have sons and daughters. Multiply there and do not decrease. Seek the welfare of the city where I have had you carried away as exiles, and pray to the Lord for it, for when it prospers, you also will prosper. For this is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says, let not the prophets and diviners that are in your midst deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams you are prompting them to dream. They prophesy falsely to you in my name. I have not sent them, says the Lord. For this is what the Lord says, after 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will visit you and fulfill my promise to you by bringing you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. You will call on me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me, when you search for me with all your heart. Then I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and regather you from all the nations and from all the places I have exiled you, says the Lord. I will bring you back to the place where I exiled you into captivity. Because you claim, the Lord raised up prophets in Babylon for us. This is what the Lord says concerning the king who sits on the throne of David, and all the people that live in this city, your relatives who have not gone with you into exile. This is what the Lord of hosts says, I will send on them the sword, famine, and plague, and will make them like rotten figs that are so bad they cannot be eaten. I will pursue after them with the sword, famine, and plague, and I will make the kingdoms of the earth appalled at what happens to them. They will be used when people want to curse others, a terror, an object of ridicule, hissing, and contempt among all the nations where I have driven them. For they have not listened to my words, says the Lord, when I repeatedly sent to them my servants the prophets. But you would not listen, says the Lord. So listen to the word of the Lord, all you exiles whom I have deported from Jerusalem to Babylon. This is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says concerning Ahab, son of Kolaiah, and Zedekiah, the son of Maaseiah, who prophesy a lie to you in my name. I will deliver them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. He will kill them before your eyes. Their situation will be taken up as a curse by all the exiles of Judah who are in Babylon, saying, may the Lord make you like Zedekiah and like Ahab, whom the king of Babylon roasted in the fire. For they have performed folly in Israel, and have committed adultery with their neighbors' wives, and have spoken lies in my name, which I never ordered them to say. I am aware of what they have done, and am a witness to it, says the Lord. Now tell Shemaiah the Nehelamite, this is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says. You have sent letters in your own name to all the people who are in Jerusalem, and to Zephaniah the son of Maaseiah, the priest, and to all the priests, saying, The Lord has made you priest instead of Jehoiada the priest, so that there may be officers in the house of the Lord, so that anyone who acts crazy and pretends to be a prophet, you should put in the stocks with an iron neck collar. Now, therefore, why have you not rebuked Jeremiah of Anatot, who pretends to be your prophet? He has sent a message to us in Babylon, saying, The exile will last a long time. Build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat their produce. Zephaniah the priest read this letter to Jeremiah the prophet. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, Send to all the exiles, saying, This is what the Lord says concerning Shemaiah the Nehelamite. Since Shemaiah has prophesied to you, and I did not send him, and he has caused you to trust in a lie, therefore this is what the Lord says, I will punish Shemaiah the Nehelamite and his descendants. None of his descendants will live among this people, nor will he see the good that I will do to my people, says the Lord, because he has spoken rebellion against the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 29.